get the job done as soon as possible. I sighed as the call ended. Just when I decided to take a few days off for myself, another job had to delay me. I was a bounty hunter and was pretty good at my job. We didn't ask questions. Once a bounty is placed on a person, my job was to find the person. Easy. I worked with an underground chain of spies and agents. Things we did were always kept secret. No one above ground knew about the bounty hunts. I fired up my laptop and checked the details. The man's name was Chris, and he was in his 30s. He lived in one of those big estates in LA. I memorized his house number and took note of the number of guards that he had. His personal guards were 4, and none of them followed him to his house. Besides one other guard at the gate, there was no other person staying with him at night. I planned to go in the evening. The faster I got the job done, the faster I could be on my break and try to enjoy myself for a while. I was 25 and lived a comfortable life. I got paid handsomely every time I captured someone with a bounty. Most of these people were criminals that had been eluding the police or FBI, so they placed bounties on them in hopes that one of us would capture them. I finalized my plans and took my bike to my target's house. I was dressed in black from head to toe. I stalked up to the house quietly. I crawled up the fence and landed on the balls of my feet. I saw the security guard dozing off on a chair in front of the gate. He had made it easy for me. I walked to him silently and shot a dart into his arm. His body went limp in a matter of seconds. The place looked like a graveyard. It was very dark and quiet. I approached the front door as silently as possible. My plan was to knock him out, then call my boss to pick him up. I didn't want it to get messy. I had a stun gun and I would use it on him if the need arises. My eyes roamed over the surroundings and I thought it was strange that he managed to avoid getting captured by the police. I wondered how, especially if he lived in such a big place. I felt a presence behind me and reacted fast. I drew up my stun gun and swiveled around quickly. I shot it at the man who managed to almost creep up on me, but he dodged it. He barreled into me and knocked the gun from my hand. We fell to the floor, rolling on top of each other. I brought up my elbow and jammed him in the nose. He flinched but didn't retreat as he successfully pinned me down. He was heaving as I struggled underneath him. This was really bad. I had let myself get captured. My boss had given me the wrong intel and now I was paying for it. He dragged me up and led me into the house without saying a word. This must be one of Chris's guards that I was told never followed him home. The door opened and I was tossed inside like a rag doll. Chris was standing there, watching me with an amused smile on his face. He ordered the guard to tie my hands and I couldn't resist because Chris had a gun pointed at me.
"You have some nerve coming here."
He ran his hand through my long hair, smiling softly to himself.
"Leave us,"
he ordered his guards, who promptly obeyed. I was terrified but refused to show it. I flexed my fingers behind me, testing to see if I could free myself. If it was just the two of us left, perhaps I could escape somehow. I was sure of it. Someone had sent me here knowing I would get captured. I had been betrayed. Chris pulled down the zipper of my black hoodie, revealing the tank top I wore underneath. My breaths came out faster as I wondered what he wanted to do with me. I subtly tried to free my hands just in case I got an opening to run away.
"Who sent you?"
he said. I clenched my teeth and stared at him adamantly. Even though I had gotten betrayed, it was against our ethics to reveal any information. Chris laughed when I didn't respond, shaking his head. He trailed a finger down the side of my face, over my neck, and down the middle of my chest. Why was he touching me like that? He muttered to himself that he needed to punish me. I braced myself for whatever torture he had planned for me, so I was shocked when he grabbed my face and kissed me. My eyes were open in surprise as Chris kissed me with his eyes closed. He groaned and pressed harder into me. This man was a psychopath. Tears ran down my face as I started to think of what he could do to me. I felt so violated. His hand came up and grabbed my neck, choking me.
"Kiss me back."
I refused, my mouth still against his. When the pressure exerted in, my neck became more than I could bear. I opened my mouth and kissed him back, disgust welling inside me. He lessened his grip and continued to kiss me, pulling my hair and rubbing my neck. My hands came free of the ropes that I had been struggling with, and I rejoiced quietly. I had a chance to escape this place. Chris withdrew and stared at me. He asked who sent me and got angry when I didn't respond. He slapped my face hard and kissed me again. That was how he questioned me, and every time I refused, he would slap or punch me before kissing me. When he finally moved away from me, my face was pulsing and my body hurt in several places. His back was to me, so I acted fast. I removed the other stun gun I had in the waistband of my jeans and stilled when he turned to face me again. I stood up calmly and brought up my hand. I gave him no chance to react before stunning him. He fell to the ground, his body twitching slightly. I heard the guard's footsteps from somewhere in the house, and I didn't wait for him to catch up with me. I ran out and climbed up the fence, my muscles groaning in protest. It hurt to move, but I managed to do it. I didn't look back as I got down and hopped on my bike and sped off. I resigned from my job the next day, giving my boss no explanation. If someone in the agency wanted me out of the way, I would gladly step aside. I had enough money to live by myself anyways. I never spoke of what happened to anyone, and I pretended it didn't happen. I still see Chris's face in my nightmares, and I can't control it.
Mega giveaway announcement. Watch the next story till the end and answer a simple question. One lucky subscriber stands a chance to win an Amazon gift card worth $100 every week. I'm hiding while writing this. I can't tell you exactly where I am because I'm not safe. There is someone out there looking for me. I don't know exactly what the bounty hunter wants. I don't know if I'm supposed to be dead or I just need to be delivered just like a piece of meat. Anyway, I want all of you to know my story. I don't know if this is going to help or that I'm going to get out of this alive, but at least it's worth a try. It happened 2 years ago. I was working at a large company. It was my first job, so I didn't have a high-profile position, but I was excited. I was full of hope going into the finance world, but I would find out soon enough that nothing is ever as it seems. I wasn't allowed to be a part of any meetings or any strategic planning. All I was needed for was to make the coffee and other similar things. I just thought this was what working your way up the ladder means. One day, my boss and two other high-ranking people at the company went into his office. They shut off the blinds. I didn't know what went on, but at 1 p.m., I was expected to deliver my boss's afternoon coffee. So even though the door was shut, I knocked one time and went in holding a hot espresso with no sugar. They all looked at me as if I was an intruder. They stopped talking immediately, and a strange silence took over the room. "What?" my boss asked while his eyes turned red. "Don't you know this is a private meeting? Who told you to come in here?" he asked while banging his fist on his desk. "You did, sir. Every day at 1 p.m. You said you need your afternoon pick-me-up." I answered while just standing at the door with the coffee. He sighed and told me to put it on his desk and get out. But while I walked towards them, the other two looked at me, and they were whispering something. As I got closer, they stopped, and after I put the cup on his desk and headed towards the door, they started whispering yet again. I found it weird, but I couldn't ask what was it about. One evening, I got a very strange request. "Matt, come here. I need to talk to you," my boss told me. I don't know what was going on. I thought he would fire me, but I went anyway. "Yes? You wanted to see me?" I asked. "I know how hard you've been working around here. I watched you closely. And even though you were very good at the things you did until now, I know you have a lot of potential. You seem like a very smart guy, and because I have an eye for talent, I want to give you a promotion. How about you take over the Maverick account?" he asked me while looking me in the eyes. Maverick? That is a high-profile account, sir. It's worth over $10 million. Are you sure? I mean, I just started, and..." Before I could speak my mind, he interrupted me. "Look, kid, I know you have what it takes. This is an order. You'll take over this account, okay?" he asked. "Got it," I responded, and then I left the office. I was scared, but happy at the same time. I mean, I didn't want to deliver coffee for the rest of my life. This is why I got into the finance game, to make something of myself. This was my big break. Everything went well at the office, but after about a week, at 10 p.m., someone knocked on my door. It was the feds. They accused me of fraud and came to take me away. I didn't even know what was going on. Luckily, I had some money for bail and got released that night. I called my boss and told him all about it, how that account was what got me into trouble. But he threatened me. He said he would kill me with his own hands if I would say anything to the police. And furthermore, he had them in his back pocket. The blame would still fall on me. And don't forget, kid, I know where you live, he told me before ending the call. I was scared out of my mind. I thought I would either get jailed again or worse, killed. And I didn't want any of it. Even though I couldn't leave my house, I decided to run and find some sort of way to prove my innocence. Not long after I had fled, I was everywhere on the local news. The police were looking for me, so I had to get a disguise. I found a small shop that sold costumes. I managed to change my appearance and I felt a little bit more relieved. Well, as relieved as you can feel with the cops on your tail for something you didn't even do. One evening, as I was walking towards a motel, from around the corner appeared one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. She also looked like she worked out a lot. We bumped into each other. Oh, sorry about that, I said. She smiled at me.
No problem. I'm Cassie. What's your name?
She asked me while hypnotizing me with her beautiful green eyes. I'm Matt Mentis, I said like an idiot. I never should have revealed my real name, but at the time, I didn't realize it. She said she thought I was cute, and I instantly blushed. She took my hand and pulled me close to her. We were inches away from touching lips.
Now I got you.
And I was confused. I didn't know what she meant. Then, before I could say anything, she pulled me even closer. It was pretty hot, I'm not gonna lie. A beautiful girl pulling me this close, it was something I was not used to, but there was something poking me in the stomach. It was a gun. She said she was a bounty hunter sent by my former boss. In a moment of desperation, I headbutted her and ran away.
I love the thrill of the chase. I hope I won't have to kill you. You're pretty cute.
As I was running as fast as I could, I arrived at the motel and locked the door. I was terrified. How could my life change so much? And especially if I didn't do anything. Gradually, I started feeling very tired. I fell asleep. At around 2 a.m., my eyes opened as I felt something on my chest. I couldn't breathe. Ah! I screamed. At that moment, the cold barrel of the gun went into my mouth. The bounty hunter was laying on top of me in a position that should have aroused me. But taking into consideration the danger of losing my life, I couldn't concentrate on anything but staying alive.
Come on, cutie pie, make me work for it. Don't be so easy to catch.
She told me while taking the gun out of my mouth. What do you want from me? I asked her.
Well, first of all, I don't want to take you to your boss just yet. I want to have a little fun.
She said while putting her hand on my chest and slowly moving it down.
I want you to run right now. I won't follow you for 5 hours. After that, you're fair game. Do the best that you can to avoid me. But as you'll see, you won't be able to do it for long.
She told me before giving me a short peck on the cheek and getting off of me.
Go! What are you waiting for?
Come on, we can reach an understanding, I said while putting my hands up in the air.
Do you think I'm playing?
She yelled before shooting her gun, the bullet going inches past my ear.
Go!
I got scared and ran wherever my feet took me. I was confused, scared, and adrenaline was running through my veins. Now I am in hiding. She hasn't found me yet. I just hope to God I will get out of this thing alive.
Time for the mega giveaway question. What happens to Matt? Let me know in the comments section below and do hit the subscribe button. One awesome subscriber with the most creative comment will win an Amazon gift card worth $100 every week.